CKEW 95.9 FM, homegrown in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Ho, ho, ho. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Hey there. The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. I hope you can keep the dial tuned to 95.9 FM. We've got a festive show for you today, full of songs about winter and snow, so let's get started with one from Winnipeg's own Fred Penner. He's a children's musician and entertainer who's been performing professionally since the early 1970s. This one, In Winnipeg at Christmas, is from his 2004 album Christmastime. It's a poem by the English writer Rose Fileman, who was invited to Winnipeg in December of 1929 to speak at a couple of women's clubs. She was staying at the Fort Garry and took a walk to the legislature one evening, which inspired her to write this poem. It first appeared in Punch magazine on New Year's Day, 1930.
In Winnipeg at Christmas, there's lots and lots of snow. Very clean and crisp and hard and glittering like a Christmas card everywhere you go. There's snow upon the rooftops and snow upon the street. And Eeyore giving you in her chair has snow upon her snowy hair and snow upon her feet. In Winnipeg at Christmas, they line the streets with trees, Christmas trees, lit up at night with little balls of colored light as pretty as you please. The people hurry past you in their furry boots and wraps. The sleighs are like a picture book, and all the big limpsies look like teddy bears in caps. And oh, the smiling ladies and jolly girls and boys, and all the parties and the fun, with lovely gifts for everyone, books and sweets and toys. So if someday at Christmas you don't know where to go, just pack your boxes up, I beg, and start at once for Winnipeg. You'll like it there, I know.
Christmas is now drawing near at hand. Come serve the Lord and be at his command. And God a portion for you will provide, and give a blessing to your soul besides. Down in the garden where flowers grow in ranks, down on your bended knees and give the Lord thanks. Down on your knees and pray both night and day. Leave off your sins and live upright, I pray. So proud and lofty is some sort of sin, which many take delight and pleasure in, whose conversation God doth much dislike, and yet he shakes his sword before he strike. So proud and lofty do some people go, dressing themselves like players in a show. They patch and paint and dress with idle stuff, as if God had not made them fine enough. Even little children learn to curse and swear, and can't rehearse one word of godly prayer. Oh, teach them better, oh, teach them to rely on Christ the sinner's friend who reigns on high.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 4 canary birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 5 gold rings, 4 canary birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 canary birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 canary birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 8 deers a-running, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 canary birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 9 lads a-leaping, 8 deers a-running, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 canary birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 10 ladies skipping, 9 lads a-leaping, 8 deers a-running, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 canary birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 bears a-baiting, 10 ladies skipping, 9 lads a-leaping, 8 deers a-running, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 canary birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 parsons preaching, 11 bears a-baiting, 10 ladies skipping, 9 lads a-leaping, 8 deers a-running, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 canary birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
We just heard Bob and Ron Copper with The 12 Days of Christmas. That's off the 1955 album Folk Song Today, Songs and Ballads of England and Scotland. The Coppers are a family of traditional a cappella singers from Sussex, England, who first received widespread attention during the folk revival of the 1960s, though they've been passing down their songs through the generations for hundreds of years. Bob and Ron were cousins. The Coppers knew the song as The Christmas Presents, and it was first published in print in 1780. It likely originated around the area of Newcastle-upon-Tyne in the north of England. Before that, we heard the Watersons with Christmas is Now Drawing Near at Hand. They were an English folk group from Yorkshire, England, who performed a cappella traditional songs beginning in the 1960s. They were 3 siblings, Norma, Mike, and Lal, and their cousin John Harrison. That's from their first album from 1965 called Frost and Fire, a calendar of ritual and magical songs. That one's sung by Lal, and it's an English carol, likely from the 16th century. It was sung by beggars and travelers around Christmas time, though it fell out of popularity due to its strong moralizing until the Watersons recorded it. To kick off the show, we heard Fred Penner with In Winnipeg at Christmas. We'll hear one now from Catherine McClellan. She's a folk musician from Prince Edward Island, whose father was the musician Gene McClellan. She's been playing since 2002, and this song, Snowbird, is off her 2011 album, Silhouette. It was written by her father in the late 1960s.
¶¶ So spread your tiny wings and fly away. Take the snow bag with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue. If I could, you know that I would fly.
Pa' esta
We just heard Bernie Krause and Phil Auberg with Amazing Grace. Krause began his career as a recording engineer and later joined the Weavers for a brief period in the early 1960s. He's both a musician and soundscape ecologist, and he founded Wild Sanctuary in 1968, which records and archives the sounds of natural environments. Auberg is a classically trained pianist and composer from Montana who's performed in many genres throughout his career. That's off their 1994 album, A Wild Christmas, which is composed entirely of animal sounds. That version of Amazing Grace uses the sounds of the Patu bird and the ambient sounds of the Amazon rainforest. Amazing Grace is a hymn published in 1779 by John Newton. Before that, we heard Maria Luisa Bucchino with Nieve, Viento y Sol, which translates to Snow, Wind, and Sun. That's from a 1961 album of the music of Chile. And before that, we heard Catherine McClellan with Snowbird. Here's one now from Elizabeth Mitchell. She's a musician from New York who began her career as part of the duo Liza and Lisa with Lisa Loeb. This song, Yuki, is from her 2012 children's album Blue Clouds, which she recorded with her family and friends. Their friend Mizuyo Aburano taught the song to them when they were looking for a winter song, and they loved it so much that they named their dog Yuki after it.
Yuki ya konko, arare ya konko, futte wa futte wa zoom zoom tsumoru, yama mo no hara mo ataboshi kaburi, karaki no karasu hana ga saku, karaki no karasu hana ga saku.
Young Crosby stills Nash and 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 Young Crosby.
Oh, Jack Frost was a jolly little fellow. When the wintry winds begins to bellow, he flies like a little bird through the air, and he peeps through the little cracks everywhere. He pinched little children on their nose. He pinched little children on their toes. He pinched little children on their ear. Draw from their eye a big round tear. He makes little girls cry, oh, oh, oh. He makes little boys shout, ho, ho. ho, ho. Then we kindle up a great big fire. Old Jack Frost is bound to retire. Up through the chimney goes a jolly little fellow. All the children shouts for joy. He makes little girls cry, oh, oh, oh. And he makes little boys shout, ho, ho, ho.
That was Sarah Ogan Gunning with Old Jack Frost. She was a folk singer from Kentucky, as were her half-sister Aunt Molly Jackson and brother Jim Garland. She was briefly involved in the New York folk scene in the 1930s and was later rediscovered in Detroit in the 1960s and played at Newport Folk Festival in 1964. That song is from her 1965 album Girl of Constant Sorrow. It's a children's song that Gunning learned from her mother, and she taught it to children in New York City when the folklorist Mary Elizabeth Barnacle took her there on a trip in the 1930s. Before that, we heard the Bare Naked Ladies with Deck the Stills, a classic off their album Bare Naked for the Holidays. The song uses a Welsh melody that dates back to the 16th century. Before that, we heard Elizabeth Mitchell with Yuki. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we're playing some festive music on the show today. We'll hear one now from Ella Jenkins. She was an American folk singer and actress dubbed the First Lady of the Children's Folk Song. This one, A Winter Plane Ride, is off her 1992 album, Come Dance by the Ocean.
Boys and girls, let me share with you A Winter Plane Ride from Portland, Oregon, to Chicago, Illinois. The pilot took time to point out some of the beautiful places along the way. Now I want you to close your eyes and use your imagination and also be thinking about rides you have had or hope to have on planes, trains, ships, boats, buses, cars, motorcycles, bicycles, wagons, or even hot air balloons. I see light blankets of snow laying gently upon the mountaintops. Now the canyons are coming. Ripple ridges wrapped around colors, cleverly shouting, yet not making a sound. Where did the canyons go? I was enjoying them so. I thought surely I'd view them a while, but airplanes never fly that slow. Ah, more mountains, all standing so tall, all brightly shining aglow, all draped quite snugly with lots of whiteness, sparkling, glittering snow. Wow, we just left Idaho. There are new mountains, all dressed up in lovely colors of brown. I think I see from my window quite clearly a tiny Montana town. Of course, it well might be my imagination playing tricks on me, for we are far, far above the ground. Gee, I suddenly see something I had not seen before. It even has a different hue. It's moving slowly, a liquid coloring of blue. We're leaving the West. We're still heading east. The Midwest is where I am bound. That's right, to Chicago, from mountain extremes to lowly lakes and streams, we're heading for flatter ground.
Hello, this is Ryan, and you're listening to CKUW, to the program Barking Dog, 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Have a good one.
Oh, Noah, Opina, Jesus, no doubt. piggybatigo. Ang ano na kulop tino.
Shine unfettered by the city. your mitten hand to the Milky Way. The torn feathers of a partridge who was lost in thought when the coyote came.
Huxley Workman with Snowmobile. He's a singer-songwriter from Ontario, and that's off his 2019 album, Median Age Wasteland. Before that, we heard Charlie Panagoniak with Onoak Opiak. He was an Inuk songwriter and musician who began recording in the 1970s. That's off his 1980 album, Inuktitut Christmas and Gospel Songs, released by the CBC Northern Broadcast Service. It's a version of Silent Night, which was composed in 1818 by Franz Xaver Gruber, with lyrics by Joseph Moore. Before that, we heard Ella Jenkins with A Winter Plane Ride. Here's one now from the first volume of the Anthology of English Verse, released by Folkways Records in 1961. This is a poem called The Snow Lies Thick on Valley Forge by Rudyard Kipling, an English writer known for writing The Jungle Book, among other works. It's read by the English actress Jill Balkin, mother of Daniel Day-Lewis.
The snow lies thick on Valley Forge, the ice on the Delaware. But the poor dead soldiers of King George, they neither know nor care. Not though the earliest primrose break on the sunny side of the lane, and scuffling rookeries awake their England's spring again. They will not stir when the drifts are gone, or the ice melts out of the bay, and the men that served with Washington lie all as still as they. They will not stir though the Mayflower blows in the moist dark woods of pine, and every rock-strewn pasture shows mullein and columbine. Each for his land in a fair fight encountered, strove, and died, and the kindly earth that knows no spite covers them side by side. She is too busy to think of war. She has all the world to make gay, and behold, the yearly flowers are where they were in our father's day. Golden rod by the pasture wall when the columbine is dead, and sumac leaves that turn in fall, bright as the blood they shed.
It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees there, putting up reindeer singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. It don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money and quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to run. Fly. I wish I had a river I could skip. skate away on. She tried hard to help me and put me at ease, and she loved me so naughty, made me weak around my knees. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish, I'm sad. I lost the best woman that I ever had. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so. I would teach my feet to run, fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. My baby said
king of all birds, since Stephen's day was caught in the furs. Although he is little, his family's great. I pray you, good landlady, give us a treat. Sing hey, sing ho, sing holly, a drop just to drink, it will cure melancholy. Sing hey, sing ho, sing holly, a drop just to drink, it will cure melancholy. My purse would speak if it had but a tongue, and two or three shillings would do it no wrong. So show us some pity in order that we may drink your good health for your kind charity. Sing hey, sing ho, sing holly, a drop just to drink, it will cure melancholy. Sing hey, sing holly, a drop just to drink, it will cure melancholy. Now if you pour it of the best, I hope in heaven your soul it may rest. But if you pour it of the small, it won't agree with the Wren boys at all. Sing hey, sing ho, sing holly, a drop just to drink, it will cure melancholy. Sing hey, sing holly, a drop just to drink, it will cure melancholy. It's money we want and money we crave. If you don't give us money, we'll sweep you to the grave. If you haven't a shilling, a penny will do. If you haven't a penny, then God bless you. Sing hey, sing ho, sing holly, a drop just to drink, it will cure melancholy. Sing hey, sing holly, a drop just to drink, it will cure melancholy.
We just heard Alan Mills, a Canadian folk singer, writer, and actor from Lachine, Quebec, with The Wren Boys Sing. He included that song on his 1957 album, Christmas Songs from Many Lands. The liner notes explain that carolers in Ireland were known as the Wren Boys because they traditionally carried a green holly bush decorated with ribbons and pictures of wrens. Before that, we heard Dave Van Ronk with River. He was a member of the Greenwich Village folk scene in New York City and was known as the mayor of McDougal Street, McDougal Street being where practically every coffee house was located in New York in the 1960s. That's from his 1973 album, Songs for Aging Children, and it's by his friend Joni Mitchell. Before that, we heard Jill Belkin with The Snow Lies Thick on Valley Forge, a poem by Rudyard Kipling. We'll hear one now from Doc Watson and Clarence White. Watson was a North Carolina musician known for his fingerstyle and flat-picking skill on guitar. White was a guitarist and singer known as a member of the bands the Kentucky Colonels and the Byrds. This version of Footprints in the Snow was recorded live at the Newport Folk Festival in 1964. It's a well-known bluegrass song, popularized through Bill Monroe's various recordings of it.
Like the summertime, when they can stroll about, walking through meadows green is pleasant, no doubt. Just give me the winter time when snow's on the ground. Far thunder when the snow's on the ground. I traced your little footprints in the snow, in the snow. Found your little footprints in the snow, Lord. Is that a happy day? Gingerbread man, Santa Claus. Gingerbread man, Santa Claus. Gingerbread man, Santa Claus. Doing this singing has got him out of world to get my candy man home.
From a window, shine down on a street below. Saw light from a window, shine down from a house I know. I remember walking through the alley in the falling snow. Walked over to the valley's edge and over and down we'd go. I trace our footsteps, I think about us then. When we were lovers, when we were lovers and friends. Took a walk through the graveyard, cold and understanding stones. Walked over to the valley's edge and over and down I'd go. Time ends. Well, the spring rolled over and the summer rolled in. Took a walk through the wilderness to reflect on my sins. Walked over to the public pool where I would sink like a stone. Walked over to the valley's edge, over and down I'd go. Daytime brings us the nighttime end. Spent my time on the hammers with all those Portuguese boys. I couldn't hear what my heart said for all the dust and the noise. But I built a park up again from out of that rock and stone. Walked over to the valley's edge and I walked on alone. Walked over to the valley's edge and I walked on alone. Walked over to the valley's edge and I walked on alone.
We just heard David Francie with Valley's Edge. He's a Scottish-born Canadian folk singer who pursued music as a career at the age of 45 after working as a carpenter and in rail yards for 20 years. That's from his 2003 album, Skating Rink. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan with Candyman. That's a recording made at the home of Bonnie Beecher in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in December of 1961. Dylan likely learned the song either directly from Reverend Gary Davis, who popularized it, or from Dave Van Ronk, Dylan's friend and a disciple of Davis. Before that, we heard Doc Watson and Clarence White with Footprints in the Snow. Here's one from John Jacob Niles. He was an American musician, composer, folklorist, and collector of traditional ballads who was an influential figure during the folk revival of the 1960s. This song, Carol of the Birds, comes from the 1959 album An Evening with John Jacob Niles. He wrote the song for his son's second birthday in 1941.
Oh, many a bird did wake and fly. Coo-roo, coo-roo, coo-roo. Oh, many a bird did wake and fly to the manger bed with a wandering cry on Christmas Day in the morning. Coo-roo, the lark, the dove, the red bird came. The lark, the dove, the red bird came and worshiped there in Jesus' name on Christmas Day in the morning. Shepherd met upon the hay, coo-roo, coo-roo, coo-roo. The shepherd met upon the hay as angels sang the night away, and God proclaimed the whole.